97.5, The Fanatic.
Hello.
All right, welcome back to the show. I apologize if I sound nasally or laryngitis-y. I'm getting rid of a cold. Couldn't talk last week. I wasn't going to make it to the show. The night before, I mean, could hardly put words together, and then it kind of cleared up. A little raspy, but Green Bay just scored. So it's 34-13. They went for two. I guess they didn't make it. It still says Jimmy Garoppolo, 4 of 6. 4 of 6? Is that correct?
That is indeed correct. I checked multiple sources on this. He is indeed only 4 for 6. This has been a huge rushing game for the 49ers right now.
Yeah, but I looked at the total plays. It's in the 50s, and this they don't add up. Six attempts and 29 rushes, that's 34. And they've run about 55 plays. So I don't get it. What am I missing? I don't know. I'm missing something. 610-632-0975. Steve Callis coming up soon. He's going to break down these games. He is red hot. Last three playoff years, wait for it, 23-5 in the postseason. That's 82%. That's unheard of. Unheard of. Hope you played his picks, 23-5. Me, not so much, but I was 2-0 today. 23-5. 610-632-0975. We're talking Donovan and Carson Wentz. Who would you take to start your team, Donovan or Carson Wentz? It's also our Twitter poll question. Go to our Twitter page, at 97.5 The Fanatic. We'll update you on, cast your vote. We're going to update you soon on who has what. Last time I checked, I was a little surprised. I'll tell you what that's about in a little bit. Let's go to Dave, my man in Center City. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, David?
Joseph, let me get your question out of the way first. I will take Carson Wentz, and then I will take Randall Cunningham second to start my franchise.
Thank you.
Joe, what's kooky is Garoppolo's 4 for 6, right? Aaron Rodgers, 25 for 30. So who would you think is up 21 points at this point?
That would be Green Bay.
Yeah. The good news is the Kansas City Chiefs, 50 years, they're going back to the Super Bowl with their fearless leader, Andy Reid.
Yeah. You a fan or not?
Oh, no. The bad news is...
What's that? Who is?
I'm Joseph?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Come back.
I'm here. You got me?
Yeah. Joe, the bad news is when you have a team in the Super Bowl that has the number one ranked and rated defense in the league, whoever they play, it's a one-sided game.
I agree.
So Andy, I wish you well, but I'm already loading up on prop bets for the 49ers.
I love it.
Yeah. Joseph, NCAA basketball is quite interesting. Nobody is any good. Villanova is up to 7th in the nation. Club Tyrone Johnson's Rutgers Scarlet Knights, 24th in the nation. Mikey Mrs. Penn State Nittany Lions, 22nd in the nation. My Duquesne Dukes, who have not been in the tournament in 40 years, are right outside the top 25. Joseph, do they have to start paying these kids? Or is everybody one and done? Is this AAU basketball?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's the way it is these days. You go down to Duke, you're one and out. You go down to Kentucky, you're one and out. That's why Calipari can't get anywhere in the tournament because he's got freshmen out there, 5 freshmen. And they're very talented, but you're not going to win with 19-year-old kids.
I mean, Nova is 7th in the nation.
How about that, huh?
I'll tell you what, they got a nice seeding. I mean, look, I know Seton Hall's good in the Big East, but if Nova runs the table, guess what? They're a number one seed. It's one of the 4 regions, right, Joe?
Yes. Oh, I totally agree. That would be unbelievable. That's my squad.
Yeah, I know it is. That's why I brought it up.
No, thank you.
I'm angry about two things.
What do you
have? One thing. Okay. Nikki Foles packed up and left for greener pastures.
Yes.
It was imperative to get a serviceable backup quarterback in here. And I know you and I have been through this before. Okay. If they have a backup that is serviceable, and, you know, what was wrong with Kaepernick? I know Robert likes Kaepernick. We are playing at Levi Stadium today instead of the Packers if they have a serviceable backup, Joseph.
Yeah, I agree. Kaepernick wouldn't sign to be a backup, and there's a money situation there. He would ask for a lot of money, and he's not. We wouldn't get it. Here's the thing, Dave.
Yeah.
With Carson Wentz going down all the time, not making it through the season in the last 3 years, you have to invest in a pretty good backup quarterback this year coming up.
Yeah. I don't know. Is Brady available? Joe, but in all seriousness, let's say Carson, and I think we got something, a 1-2 punch with Dougie Pete and Carson.
Yeah. It's a good combo.
Let's get this kid an offensive line where he only takes 7 sacks a year like Tom Brady. Forget all this other stuff. Keep this kid in the pocket. 7 sacks a year, I think we got a couple Lombardi trophies. Joseph, I love you. Keep up the good work.
Love you too, David. Thank you, my friend. Have a great week. I always love when he calls. He's always got some cool stuff to say. I like his voice too and his inflection. I know that sounds weird. I like the way he talks. Colin Kaepernick, I wrote a whole story about why they should kick the tires on Colin Kaepernick, and I think it was irresponsible to not do it, but, you know, at the end of the day, he wouldn't really sign. He doesn't want to be a backup quarterback, although that's a way to, you know, at some point become a first-string quarterback. Look, Dak Prescott started as a third-string quarterback. He needed Tony Romo and Kellen Moore to get injured. He gets a shot, takes advantage of it. You know, you play for the Eagles. You have a good shot of playing some football late in the season. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. That's the way it is. And it's really unfortunate. Now, I played it earlier, and I'm going to play this a few times tonight. My man Nat Marlowe behind the glass. Donovan McNabb. Last April, and he got killed for it. People are like, you're just a Wentz hater. You're jealous of Wentz. You know, shut up, Donovan. You stunk. And his words, you know, however many months later, this is 9 months later, or actually a year and some months later. No, it was just April. Anyway, his words tend to ring true at this point. Here it is.
I'm thinking the next 2 years or so, he has to find a way to get in the second round or out of the second round of the playoffs. You know, for what Nick Foles was able to do, take him to a Super Bowl and then possibly take him back to the NFC Championship proves that, you know, hey, some people can get into that offense and be very successful. You know, he hasn't been healthy. He hasn't really proven to me, besides the year before he got hurt in his first year, of really the MVP candidate. He needs to get back to that mold. And I think personally, if he can't get out of the second round in the next 2 years, to be honest with you, if he can't get out of the second round, they should look to possibly draft another quarterback, because you just don't know about his durability.
That's right. He's right on the money. Me and him have the same, you know, we have ESPN, because that's exactly what I'm saying. And I didn't even think of Donovan's comments before I came in yesterday. I just spewed what I believed. It's 3 years is not a small sample size. 3 years is plenty. 2, not enough. But 3, if he doesn't make it out of the second round, either by his play or by his durability, Donovan thinks they should start looking for another quarterback. And that was my point. If they had a chance to draft an elite quarterback with all the other issues they need to address, would you draft one of them? to have in your back pocket, to be Carson Wentz's understudy, to be there, to be the next quarterback here. You know, I don't know how long Carson's going to last. I'm serious. And they do have to bolster the offensive line. He needs to get down. He can't, you know, hang around in the pocket with the world collapsing around him. You know, he's going to bust up a knee again. He's trying to keep plays alive, extend them. So get rid of the ball. Get rid of the ball. That's what Brady does. Brady never gets hit. Peyton Manning used to hardly ever get hit. They get the ball out quickly. And if not, they throw it away. Eli Manning has played every game. He started every game in his career except when he was benched. That ridiculous move by Ben McAdoo cost him his job. But those guys get down. Torrey Holt used to get down. Marvin Harrison used to get down. No shame in it. They weren't quarterbacks, but they extended their careers. I don't know if Carson Wentz is going to be around. Maybe he'll be too banged up. Maybe he'll pull an Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck had a terrible offensive line 3 straight years. He got pummeled. His spleen, his shoulder, his neck. He said, that's enough. I'm done. Thank you very much. But it's time to go.
That is perhaps my biggest concern with Wentz, that he might become the next Andrew Luck if the guys around him do not protect him.
I agree. And the offensive line has been spotty this year. People continue to say it's one of the best offensive lines in the league. It's not. But Andre Dillard, I wouldn't bring Jason Peters back. Andre Dillard, don't know about him. Early returns say he looks pretty good. And of course they have their tackle positions, you know, all settled. I don't know what Jason Kelsey's going to do. Phenomenal job, by the way, by Jason Kelsey since he's been here. I mean, just like the MVP of the world. It's been so phenomenal. They have to address, they have Brandon Brooks on the right side. They have to address the left guard. I don't know if Isaac Seumalo is going to get it done, and they might have to get a new center. Isaac Seumalo at Oregon State did play center, so maybe they'll move him over to center. I mean, they have a lot of talent. I mean, we don't know about Andre Dillard yet, so I can't say. He looked pretty good when he played. Jason Peters is 38 years old. Still wants to play. Again, Howie Roseman said, you know, I got to do a better job not getting attached to my players, which is exactly what he did. You know, Darren Sproles. Who else did he get attached? Well, Jason Peters, Brandon Graham, all that money, $30 million for 3 years. Now, I still like having him around, though. He's their most effective defensive end. He's not great, but he makes plays. I don't know if you call him a playmaker, but he makes plays. So, way too much money, but I'm glad he's here. But anyway, Howie has to, you know, kind of learn to let go. Joe Banner just wouldn't bat an eye. Brian Dawkins, Hall of Famer and all-time Eagle great. Yeah, you're done. Yeah, you're 30 years old. You're done. You're done, B-Dawg. He had no conscience. That's it. It's business. They got to do a better job at that. They got to get younger. They came into the season third oldest team in the league. Third oldest team in the league. I think 27 was their average age. You need those teams that have the 24-year-olds. And then they're going to have played together for a couple years by the time they get 27, and you're all set. By the way, Green Bay has scored 24 points, and they... No, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'm sorry. Green Bay, I think, just scored again, though. So, no, they didn't. Still 34-13. My bad. I was looking at something else. And Jimmy Garoppolo, still 6 passes. Are they just running the ball?
They're just running it.
Every play. He's thrown 6 passes.
Virtually every play. Huge running, dominating game for the 49ers.
Well, Raheem Mostert, who, again, used to be on the Eagles practice squad... 22 carries, 205 yards, 4 touchdowns. First player in the history of the game to rush for 4 touchdowns in a conference title game. So you're watching the game now. I mean, what are you seeing?
I'm saying most are dominating right now. I mean, four rushing touchdowns this guy has. They're just leveling the Packers. Well, of course, the second I say they're leveling the Packers just scored a touchdown right there.
Did
but
they?
On the running side of the ball.
They're still down 14. Go ahead, say again.
I was going to say, on the running side of the ball, they're just decimating the Packers squad. That's pretty much the tone of the game.
Blowing 49ers off the line? They winning the line of scrimmage?
Jimmy G just handing the ball off. Just keeps running and running and running. And the 49ers just keep scoring.
See, I don't know. Thanks, Nat. I don't know if that's great for Jimmy. He's going to play in a Super Bowl. He just played the biggest game of his life, and he only threw six passes. I'm not so sure that's a good thing. That sounds maybe offbeat, but I'm not so sure that's a good thing, throwing six passes in a conference title game. You know, he got the experience but did nothing and had to do nothing. They took him right out of the game plan, and it worked. Kyle Shanahan's a genius, by the way. Well, he's kind of an idiot, but a genius at the same time. What he did in Atlanta that year, that Falcon team a couple years ago, he also called passing plays when the Falcons had the ball at the 22-yard line, up 8 in the game. Next thing you know, they're out of field goal range. And Matt Ryan took a sack on third down. Matt Bryant is one of the great all-time accurate kickers for Atlanta. You run the ball three times up the middle, kick. You don't give the Patriots that much time left, and you win the Super Bowl. It's that simple. He talked about it today. I saw him on one of the pregame shows. Took him a while to get over that, but he said he's over it. He said it'll always be there. He'll take it to his grave, but he's moved on. What a job he's done in San Fran. Turn that team around. The offense looks phenomenal. I would have liked to have seen it. I'm rooting for the Niners. I'm rooting against Big Red. I like what San Francisco did this year. It wouldn't kill me if the Kansas City Chiefs won. It wouldn't kill me. That's nice. Big Andy gets his ring. I mean, I don't really care either way. I'm not pulling some schadenfreude. You know, congratulations if you can get it done. It's not an easy thing to do. And he's had so many winning seasons. Oh, by the way, I want to get back. Aaron called. I forget where he's from. I want to get back to that Randall thing, Randall and Donovan, because I said I would take Randall, and I think he was the best quarterback ever here. And the reason I would take him over Donovan, besides I like the way he plays, and he's that more much more dynamic, two times he was the best player in the league. Twice, best player in the league. He got the MVP 1 year and should have got the other one in Minnesota. Terrell Davis beat him out, but he was right there. Twice, best player in the league. Anyway, that's what I would do. And I'm not comparing them. I think he accused me of comparing the two. I'm not comparing them. I'm just saying I'll take this guy. Because, again, when you can't compare guys who played on different teams. You just can't. You take them out of their, this is what I do, take them out of their environment, take both of them out of their environment, and there you go, select one. That's what I would do. That's how I do it. And I would take Randall. I could live with Donovan, but I would take Randall. Let's update that Twitter poll. Do you have something, Nat, for us? The question was, if you could start your team with one Eagle quarterback, would it be Donovan or Carson Wentz? What do you got, Nat?
So we have over 2,000 votes so far. We have a whopping 84% say Carson Wentz.
That's mind-boggling. That's mind-boggling. He hasn't done anything yet. This must be just must be Donovan hate. It must be Donovan hate. It's all I can think of. You know, he was a really good quarterback here for many years. Really good quarterback. Won 9 playoff games, lost 7, but won 9 playoff games, was in 16. He did a lot of good things around here. I think we forget that. I don't know why we forget that. And I guess the more he opens his mouth, the more he turns people off. And we didn't have a great relationship with him as it was. I think he always thought he was vilified and deserved better treatment. And he still was hurt over the draft day booing. I mean, you know, I get that. But how long are you going to hold on to that?
Are we making a conspiracy theory that everyone who voted Carson Wentz is mad about not drafting Ricky Williams?
Right? That's good. I like that. I like that. Yeah, Ricky Williams. How about that? Mike Dick trading all his picks to draft Ricky Williams. Next thing you know, he goes and lives on some mountain somewhere in some cave smoking ganj. And that's all he wanted to do for a while. Until he ran out of money, then he came back and played for the Dolphins. Still a good player. But, I mean, he killed it in college. I mean, just killed it in college. And I know a lot of us wanted Ricky Williams. I wasn't a big Donovan fan when he was at Syracuse. Besides, he dropped 63 on my Hurricanes his senior year. But other than that, I didn't think he was that accurate. He could run like the wind. He could run all over the place. You know, I heard a story the other day. Marcus Hayes was telling us that Tom Heckert, when he ran the club, he saw Donovan 2 years before Donovan was an Eagle and said, if I ever have a chance, I'm drafting that guy. And turns out they had a chance and they drafted him. It wasn't the wrong pick. That was the right pick, people. And I'm not a huge Donovan fan. You know, I don't like the stuff that he says sometimes. I mean, that doesn't change my opinion of what he did on the field, though. He did a lot of good things. You know, people remember the bad things. People remember him not knowing that they played overtime in Cincinnati. People can't get over the fact that he threw up in the Super Bowl. He threw three touchdown passes. Threw three picks, too, although the last one was, you know, desperation pick. He didn't play great. He had flashes. Some people say he choked. I'm not sure if he choked in that game. He didn't necessarily play that poorly, but I think there's a difference between choking and just playing poorly. One is you're hampered by your nerves. They get in the way. And the other is just, you know, sometimes you play bad. Sometimes you're just not that good. That's all. You know, the other guys get paid too. 610-632-0975. Question of the night. If you could start your team with one Eagle quarterback, would you start it with Donovan or Carson Wentz? I'm Joe Stajak, 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm here till midnight tonight.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, the big dog, hunt. All right, welcome back to the show. MLK Day tomorrow. Is that right, Nat? Martin Luther King Day tomorrow?
Yep.
You know what I think of when I think of Martin Luther King Day? I met Michael Jordan on Martin Luther King Day. Oh, God.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, 2 years ago, something like that. We went up. I was with Prism at the time. Mark Zumoff, myself, Tony Irving went up to get some sound from Jordan. He was playing, well, obviously, he was playing for the Bulls at the time. And they were doing a piece on Jordan. And I got to meet him. It was cool. The only time I ever got to meet Michael Jordan. Anyway, that's my story. I hope you guys all have a nice day off tomorrow if you are off. I don't know if the banks are closed or the post office is closed. I know my kids have off from school. By the way, check this out. Check it out. Chiefs are a 1.5-point favorite over the Niners. 1.5-point favorite over the Niners in the Super Bowl. You know what that tells me? That's a San Francisco line. Everyone's going to take the Chiefs because 1.5 is almost a pick. And everyone's in love with that offense. I'm taking Frisco. I am taking Frisco in the game. Oh, great. Jimmy Garoppolo has now thrown 8 passes. It's incredible. How many yards? It's 77 yards. Nice. 610-632-0975, 34-20. This game won't end. 5:08 left in the fourth quarter. Steve Callis coming up after the game, about 20 to 30 minutes after the game. He'll break down the game, and maybe we'll talk a little Super Bowl preview. But this game, not too much fun to watch. The other game, a little more fun to watch. Tennessee started out hot, 17-7. Tannehill was good. Derrick Henry was good. And then my daughter had a basketball game, so I left and didn't see what was going on. But I was checking my phone, and the Chiefs just kept scoring and scoring and scoring. And that's what they do. That's what they do. I'm not so sure about their defense, though. Steve Spagnuolo's done a nice job in his first year. But they lost some players from last year. They were horrible last year. They're a little better this year. But they're not great. It's not a great defense. I like the Niners. That line tells me take the Niners. Everyone's going to take the Chiefs. Trust me, everyone is going to be on the Chiefs. So I'm going Frisco. Let's go to Michelle in Lumberton. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm rooting for Andy.
You want Andy to win?
I do want Andy to win.
How come?
I mean, he's proven himself to be a very good postseason, but not get to the big game. So I'm rooting for him. I want him to win the Super Bowl. That's it. What else do I have to do? He led us to 3 out of 4 NFC championship games. Like, we got there so close. I'm rooting for him.
Actually, it was 4 or 5 that they lost.
I think he lost the 1 in 08. So, like, do we count that one?
Yeah, he's lost 4 and 1-1. I think he's.
I know. I don't want to talk about it.
I know it hurts. It hurts.
In Arizona really hurt because I was like, "Oh, why didn't we win that one?"
A question. Maybe my brain's getting old, but I can't remember around these parts. And I had this conversation with my wife Shannon tonight. Did we like Andy Reid here when he was here? Did the fan base like Andy Reid?
So I have to be honest with you. Yes.
Okay.
We really did like him, but he got stale, and we wanted new blood, and then we got Chip Kelly, and everyone was like,
disaster.
No, that was terrible.
Terrible.
And then Andy went to Kansas City, and he was doing well there, so we were happy for him.
Okay, I forgot.
And then we got Doug Peterson, and we got a Super Bowl, so I think everyone was like, oh, Andy Reid.
The decision to hire Doug Peterson got killed. How he got killed, Mr. Lurie got killed, bringing Doug in. Thought he was a buffoon, couldn't coach, first-year coach. Done a phenomenal job.
I do like that they're admitting that they like the young or the older talent. And they're like, we have to get rid of it. I think that's a problem. They get attached to people.
They do.
And that's what we got rid of. I think that's why we got rid of Andy Reid.
You can't do it. Can't do it.
No. Like, this is a business.
Right.
Bye. We don't like you. Bye. See
Sorry.
Ya.
I mean, listen, no hard feelings. We'll talk after you
retire. No hard
feelings,
Doug. We like you. You got us a Super Bowl, but if you don't do it in another year, like, bye.
It's time to go. Hey, Michelle, thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Have a great
let's
night.
Let's go Birds next year.
Yep.
Come on. Can everybody just get on the Andy Reid? Let's go, Andy. Come on.
All right. I'll see if I can muster up some Andy love. Appreciate it, Michelle. I can't remember. Did we like Andy around here?
I think overall the franchise did enjoy Andy Reid, but I remember the timeline a little bit differently. I agree with the first half. People loved Andy Reid, but then he did get stale.
He got stale.
So then they went on to get Chip Kelly. At first, I remember people liking him.
Oh, it was
growing
great.
To hate him. And then with Doug Peterson, I remember people hated him at
hated
first,
the
and
move.
They grew to love him.
Hated the move. Yeah. No one really heard of Andy Reid when he was hired. They had three wins when he got here. They were a 3-13 team. 2 years later, 11-5. And again, in Donovan's first 4 years, two NFC title games, and he won six playoff games. You know, I'm comparing that to Carson Wentz, whose team went to the playoffs three times, three straight years, but he has nothing to show for it in terms of individual statistics. You know, he's entering his fifth year. He doesn't have playoff experience. And for some reason, I don't know what it is, he can't stay on the field. Donovan had some injuries, too. He blew out his knee in the Tennessee game, broke his ankle in the Arizona game. He got banged up a little bit. You know, they had to bring in Jeff Garcia, which was a phenomenal run. He won 5 of 6 down the stretch and beat the Giants in overtime. And then, of course, they beat Dallas on Christmas Day. Remember, Merry Christmas, Philadelphia. Love Jeff Garcia here. In fact, people wanted Jeff Garcia to stay and Donovan to kind of, you know, sit on the bench, you know, when you're healthy. Jeff Garcia just did a phenomenal job. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Will in Warminster. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Will?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
How are you, man?
I'm doing good, sir. I just heard the last call talk about Andy Reid. We got to get Andy Reid that Super Bowl ring before he retires, man. Just like Peyton Manning, man.
Is that the deal? You want him to win a ring?
Absolutely. You know, not as a coordinator. He needs to win it as a head coach. You know, he was with Green Bay.
Yep.
And honestly, I would say this. I think Andy Reid brought Philadelphia Eagles as a contender. Without him, I honestly can't say what would happen with Philly during the 90s and 2000s because he really brought that team to a top-tier contender for the past couple years. And I really did wish him the best with getting a Super Bowl with Kansas City.
He's done a phenomenal job in KC, too. I mean, that team was 2 wins, 2-14. Next year, 11-5. They choked in the playoffs a couple times, but they're there. They're on the cusp. They're a favorite in next week's Super Bowl, or 2 weeks from now. So he might just do it. Andy might get his ring. Can you believe it?
I hope so. It needs to be like Peyton Manning's story. You know, he needs to retire after this, man, because he's been doing all that for 2 or 3 decades now.
He was with the Eagles. Are you just talking about head coaching?
Well, just being coach, like just in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know how many years it was before he became the head coach, but I know he coached for 14 years here, and he think he's been with the Chiefs. If he left and blah 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 blah, I think he's been with the Chiefs for 7 years.
Yeah, like 19, 20 years is pretty impressive.
It's pretty impressive all the hours you put in. Will, I appreciate it, man. Got to run. Thanks for the call, pal. That is pretty impressive. Think about all the time and effort they put in. I mean, they get like 4 hours of sleep a night. At least the players can go home, get some sleep, rest after practice. These guys are cranking almost 24-7. Almost 24-7. You have to really love what you do. Like Bill Belichick, I'm sure, loves what he does. He, you know, again, those guys work around the clock. Some sleep in the office. You know, they're ready to go at 5 a.m., if you want to come in, go over the game plan. I mean, they're game planning, they're scouting, they're trying to figure things out. They have all the respect in the world for football head coaches. And the assistants, too. The assistants are working almost as hard. It is a grind. It is a grind. That's why you see the coaches' faces when they lose a tough game, knowing how much work they put in, and then your kicker, who you hadn't even thought of that week, you know, shanks one. Yeah, when you're down two with no time left, I mean, that could drive you into the insane asylum. Something like that happens. And I know it's happened many times. But anyway, Andy Reid, I'll check these numbers, but I know he's been a head coach for 19 or 20 years. And impressive resume, he does. The only thing he doesn't have is a Super Bowl ring. He will be in the club, finally, if he gets his ring. It'd be a nice story. He didn't get it here. He didn't have Patrick Mahomes here. See, Andy acquired weapons, good weapons. Tyreek Hill, Melko Gardner, Kareem Hunt, Travis Kelce. He's great at acquiring weapons. And he's got a lot of team speed. He's got a ton of team speed. And that's why he's been so successful. He was successful here with the Eagles. If you, I consider success winning the whole thing. But he might get there. It's a nice story. It really is. I'm not sure which side I fall on. I want San Francisco to win. But, I mean, Andy, like he moved up 17 spots to take Patrick Mahomes. Was it worth it? They gave up a third-round pick. This year's, or whatever it was, the 2017's 27th pick, which is the pick they had, and they gave up a first-round pick in 2018 and a third-round pick and moved up 17 spots, with the traded with the Bills, and took their guy. I know a lot of people hadn't even heard of Patrick Mahomes. You know, buried playing at Texas Tech. How often are they on TV? He throws 50 touchdown passes his rookie year. Good job, Andy. I think you got your guy. 610-632-0975. Steve Callis coming up in a little bit. Break down the games. Also, Les Bowen at 10 after 10 o'clock. We'll talk some Eagles. We'll talk some NFL. And we'll get you all caught up. Joe Stajak here till midnight tonight. Stick around, folks.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. It is a final. San Francisco over the Green Bay Packers, 37-20. I kid you not, Jimmy Garoppolo threw 8 passes today. He threw 8 passes. He was 6-for-8 with a quarterback rating of 104.7.
What?
Right? What? Aaron Rodgers had a nice day, 31 of 39, 326, 2 touchdowns. He did throw 2 picks. One of them was late to Richard Sherman. Sacked 3 times, quarterback rating 97.2. Devontae Adams, 9 catches, 138 yards. He did his thing, but that's about all they have. That's about all they have. Aaron Jones ran for 56 yards. I could hardly watch the game, so I can't, you know, tell you or give you any, you know, a ton of details. That's why I have my man Steve Callis coming on at 10:30. He'll break down the games. We'll talk about the Super Bowl. But if you didn't hear, the Chiefs are a 1.5-point favorite over the Niners. I'm taking the Niners with that line. That's a Niners line, if you ask me. I'll take it. I think they win the game anyway. Better defense. Better defense. That wins in the postseason. Wins in the regular season, too. Definitely wins in the postseason. Hey, this weekend's programming is brought to you by Gary Barbera on the Boulevard. Gary Barbera is Coach Peterson proud. Drive like Coach Peterson today and you'll say yippee-i-yo-ki-yay. 300 Jeeps cheap. Your choice, $199 down or $199 a month. Is Barbera on the Boulevard the best? Boy, I guess. All right, so there you have it. Chiefs and Niners. How about that? Can you see a difference in play of the teams that are left than the Eagles? Do you see how far the Eagles have to go to become a contender again? They need linebackers. They need cornerbacks. They need another offensive lineman. They need wide receivers. They need team speed. They need a quarterback who can stay healthy. They are a long way away from being a Super Bowl contender, in my opinion. They have a lot of work to do. They got old quick. They're going to have to rebuild the team through the draft. And that scares me because Howie Roseman doesn't have a great track record in the draft room. He just doesn't. Again, since 2013, which was a Chip Kelly draft, the Eagles have drafted three impact players. Three. One was Carson Wentz. One was Dallas Goedert. The other was Miles Sanders. Impact players. Guys that contributed right away. And Dallas Goedert's gotten better and better and better and better. That 1-2 punch with Zach Ertz, that's sweet. That is sweet. But the Eagles have a long way to go. And the team speed of KC is just silly. And of course, a former Eagle that the Eagles cut in 2015, Raheem Mostert, 29 carries, 220 yards, 4 touchdowns. Couldn't play here. Nope, not good enough. Although I got to be honest, 5 other teams cut him too. 5 other teams put him on the IR or the practice squad. A couple times he led the preseason. I know it's preseason, but he led the preseason in yards from scrimmage. You tell me you can't find a job for this cat on the real team? That doesn't make any sense. Former Eagle, took him a while to get going. He's in his 5th year. Raheem Mostert, signed and cut. It did not take long. But again, he in the preseason just killed it. He killed it that year. And it's unfortunate that he's now with the San Francisco 49ers. Although the Eagles got their guy. Miles Sanders is going to be a franchise guy, I think. I don't know about his game on the ground. I certainly know he can catch the ball. Although he dropped that 4th down one. That was a shame. It was behind him, but you need to come up with that catch, son, in the Seattle game. But yeah, he's a franchise running back. See, I love Jordan Howard, and I would love to see them incorporate both of them. I mean, Jordan Howard is an awesome running back. Don't know why the Bears gave him up for a 6th round pick. Again, first half of the season, Jordan Howard was this team's MVP. Now I'm hearing they're going to throw him away like garbage. Probably not coming back. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. You have a nice 1-2 punch. Don't have Darren Sproles anymore. Got Howard and Sanders. I know Boston Scott might get some time now. You know, these young guys emerging kind of may have pushed Jordan Howard out of a spot, unfortunately. Because I love him. He is a touchdown maker. Knows for the end zone. Right up the middle. Keeps his shoulders square. Just plows people. Just straight up and down guy. Miles Sanders is more of an outside guy. I don't know why you can't find room for both of them. I mean, they've used a platoon system for the last 3 years. Yeah, listen, they might. I guess I'm assuming they're not going to, and I'm criticizing them for that. They might. So, you know, we'll see what they do with that. But, you know, all indications, people I've talked to don't believe Jordan Howard will be back, which is unfortunate. Again, question of the night, and it's our Twitter poll question. If you could start your Eagles team, a new Eagles team, with one quarterback, would you choose Donovan McNabb or would you choose Carson Wentz? Go to our Twitter page at 97.5, The Fanatic. We've had over 2,000 votes so far, and I think, was it like 85%?
Was 84%.
84% have said Carson Wentz.
Just under 2,500 votes. 84% still say Carson Wentz over Donovan McNabb. Whopping majority.
I knew Carson Wentz was going to get some votes, but that's a landslide. I mean, CBS is ready to call it right now. That's ridiculous. I thought it would be like half and half, mez a mez. People forget how good Donovan was? Is that what it is? Carson Wentz, let's face it, guys. Carson Wentz has done nothing here yet. He really hasn't. He's a good quarterback. I love the way he plays when he's healthy. but he's really accomplished nothing except for that run in 2017 where he had 33 touchdowns, 7 picks, went 11-2, really helped the team get home field throughout. He was just as much a contributor as Nick Foles that year. So I shouldn't say he's done nothing.
Then the Rams got their karma the following Super Bowl.
What's that, bro?
I said the Rams got their karma the following Super Bowl.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? I mean, last year's Super Bowl, I pray to God it's better than last year's Super Bowl. 3-3 in the fourth quarter. Patriots and the Rams, two kind of high-powered offenses. You got Brady. You got James White. You got Julian Edelman. Was Cooper Kupp hurt? Did he come back or is he gone? I forget. And Jared Goff had a nice year. Boy, he choked. So to me, that's a choke. That's a choke job. Trevor Lawrence choked Monday night. You can call it, you know, poor play. I think he choked. It's a huge game. He's throwing a ball over guys' heads. He never settled down. Which is surprising because Trevor Lawrence, the kid from Clemson, if you don't know, played Alabama last year in the NCAA championship national title game, and as a true freshman was just on the money. He was right that night. So his year two, I think he would have already experienced it once that he'd be okay, but he kind of choked. And Joe Barrow, man, was he sensational. Lived up to the hype. I'm sure Ohio State is glad they got rid of him. All right, better take a break. Les Bowen, like I said, at 10:10. Steve Callis at 10:30. Going to break down the games. Again, Chiefs a 1.5-point favorite over the Niners in 2 weeks in the Super Bowl. And I'm Joe Stasiak here for 2 more hours. Stick around.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.